Welcome to episode 6, Behavior Surrounding the Pros and Cons of Groupthink. This is the last episode in the 6th podcast series of Small Group Communication by me, Amber LaFlamme. In this final episode, we will cover what groupthink is, what it looks like, when it is beneficial to use groupthink, and when it is harmful when it is used within an organization. To start, let's talk about what groupthink is. Groupthink is the practice of thinking or making decisions within a group of individuals in a way that deters creativity or individual responsibility. Groupthink can also cause individuals within the organization to not have an opinion or not speak up if they feel something is wrong. There are many different ways that groupthink can look within an organization. However, one example is when an organization is working on a project and there is a set goal with no adjustments. This creates a series of symptoms from the groupthink itself. Rationalization is one example, where the team members convince themselves that despite what they might feel, the decision of the organization is the best one. Peer pressure is another example, where the team members may have opposing opinions or questions of reasoning for the decisions made, but they feel pressured to comply to the orders of the organization. Stereotyping can also occur when the group of individuals within the team become more uniform with their views. They began to see other views as inferior and then discredit the opposition. These are just a few symptoms of what groupthink looks like within an organization. However, groupthink can be beneficial if it is used properly. Advantages of groupthink is when there is a cohesive way of members thinking towards an accepted viewpoint. It is when the viewpoint has been proven to be efficient and effective. It keeps the group focused on the goal and keeps out distractions of other views, opinions, and outside ideas. One example of this is when a group within an organization has been tasked with completing a specific project that has specific guidelines. There is no room for outside opinions, and people working on the project are paid for the specific work. By using groupthink, this keeps everyone on the team focused, and the time of completion will be much faster. The symptoms of groupthink that we have talked about earlier are usually perceived in a negative light. In most cases, they are negative, and they do cause harm to organizations. By taking out the opportunity for everyone on the team to have an opinion, you are diminishing their value as a team member. Having opinions within an organization can be very beneficial because it causes people to think outside of the box and come up with ideas that might not have been thought of otherwise. Forcing people to rationalize themselves to believe that their organization is only right and that their opinion does not matter can be very damaging to an individual's view of themselves. Also, peer pressure within an organization is usually negative because it forces others to take part in something that they don't necessarily want to. Sometimes people may be okay with it, but in most cases, it's not okay. Regarding stereotyping, in most cases, this is not a good thing to have going on within an organization. During some cases, it is okay to only have one view when working on a single project. However, by stereotyping in an organization, you are removing the views of others that could have been beneficial to the organization. To review what we learned during this episode, we learned what groupthink is, what it looks like, and also when it is beneficial and when it is harmful when used within an organization. Thank you for listening to this final episode, episode 6, Behavior Surrounding the Pros and Cons of Groupthink. And thank you for listening to this entire podcast series regarding the capstone project, Small Group Communication, by me, Amber LaFlamme. In the future, when you need support within these 6 topics, please listen to these episodes again to support you in your life journey.